the bottom of Pesach. Second half of Pesach. Let's speak to you about a Chaim. So it's my hope to show them what's the dinner of Tzipri Bar HaChaim. Bar HaChaim themselves are not also Bar HaNoch. The Kravitz of Bar HaChaim takes his holds from the Moin Chulin is also. I read the Pesach before, Pesach explains Bar HaChaim that not also Bar HaNoch, but a Chetz of Bar HaZor is, but the Kravitz of Bar HaZor is also. What about the Tzipri Bar HaChaim? It's my hope to show them, Rashi, here in the Sugya, Pesach quoted earlier, actually we asked this, in our Rashi, it doesn't actually appear. The Bach puts it in. This is quoted to Hashem, the other Madura Rashi. Rashi in Tumura, places in Tumura, they all hold that Tzipri Bar HaChaim is also. Which in Svara makes a lot of sense. It's in the Shita that Bar HaChaim are a chet of Avodah Zarah. It's not also themselves, because Bar HaChaim is a din. It's a meal. But the Etzim is a chet of Avodah Zarah. So I understand the same way that the Tikkurit is also. The Tzipri is also. Places by us, this is a place that we're going to look at more closely right now, but places by us hold Mechiach and the Gemara and Tumura. From the same Gemara, the Rashi and places are Mechiach, that Tzipri Bar HaChaim is also. From that same Gemara, places of Mechiach, that Tzipri Bar HaChaim is Mutter. Places, yes, it's for us, Fuchus. By Mechuber, it was just the opposite. Kovis of Mechuber is Mutter, and Tzipri of Mechuber is also. Here it's the other way around, Bar HaChaim is. The Kodesh is also in Tzipri as Mufir, but just the opposite. That's the Chalik, the Kodesh. I know about Tzipri, Shein and Eva, Dapit. As I said before, Dapit is that Tzipri Ahar is also only a Tzipri Adeva. That was also even by Bar HaChaim. Dapit, Tzipri Bar HaChaim is Mufir, is by Tzipri Shein and Eva. The place gets rid of the stars and focus. But at the point of place, the Shita is, that Tzipri Bar HaChaim is by us, Shita is, that Tzipri Bar HaChaim is Mufir. He takes it out of the Gemara in Tzipri. So, let's take a look at the Gemara Tumura. We'll get a handle on where all of this is coming from and how the Rishonim look at the same Gemara and come to opposite conclusions. The Gemara is a Chof Kasim Adbez. So, he has a Gemara Tumura. I had suggested that I would bring the word to it to I never got to you. What?
Forgot to bring one.
Okay. But the message came.
Yeah, I got the
message. Okay, so how many guys have the word to it? Okay, so maybe just share with everybody. But I mean, I'm going to put it up on the board also for the most part, but still, I see it's Machim. So we'll pick up the Gemara as on Chot Chesmet Beis towards the top. Pick it up from, even though we're coming into the middle of the sugya, it doesn't matter. For our purposes, this is the sugya begins. It's the fifth line from the top. Min ha-boker, the last two lines on the word. The last two words on the line. Min ha-boker lo-hitziyas ha-neva. That's a mir. We learn out from the pasuk, Adam Piyakim Yikem, it says min ha-boker, it says a mir, min ha-boker, v'le-kol ha-boker, min ha-boker lo-hitziyas ha-neva. That neva is also l-gavai. I should point out, the Gemara later on, from Testament Aleph, says, how do you know that Balei Chayim are Mutter Lehegit? How do you know that Avodah Zarah, if somebody worshipped a behemoth, Balei Chayim, how do we know that Saka Mutter Lehegit? That's what we've been saying all along. Balei Chayim are Mutter. Where does it say in Torah that they're Balei Chayim? Mechubah, we know the drasha. Allah Har Melehem, Beloy Har Melehem. What's the drasha that Balei Chayim are Mutter? So the Gemara says in Chafetz, there tomorrow, we know it from the same pasuk. Since the Torah says, Min Abok Eloi Tzis HaNeva, that Neva is also a Gavaya. Why do I need a pasuk? Why do I need a pasuk to ask for l'gavaya? If it's also bad, no, of course you can't bring it as a carpet. Anything that's also to anything that's not kosher, we have to imask yourself. But anything that's not kosher to eat, you're not allowed to bring it as a carpet. So avodah zarah is also bad, no, it's certainly also bad. How could you bring it as a carpet? Must be that paket by the chayim amutter for a hedit. Only min abakar, only l'gavaya we ask the neva. So the same pasuk min abakar says double duty. It tells me that by the chayim are also l'gavaya. Same time, the flip side of the coin tells me about a chayim mutal hedit. But anyway, that's the drasha min habakar. So the Gemara says, this is the brisa min habakar lohitzi es haneva. That's the brisa v'haloi dinu. But they have this formula in many brises. V'haloi dinu. Why do I need a pasuk? I could figure it out in svar. What's the svar? Uma esna umechir Shetchipuyim mutarim, hey masurim. Madach esnan and mechikela. That the tzipui, their tzipui is mutter to bring the gavaya. Pardon, asa the tzipui of an esnan. It's not only asa the esnan itself. Not sure I have exactly a picture of what tzipui esnan would look like. What would make something tzipui esnan? What? The jewelry on the esnan, meaning he gave her an esnan, and on the esnan there's jewelry. So isn't that esnan itself? If he gave it to her, then it's all esnan. No. Must be, no, he gave her without the jewelry. He gave her, I don't know, he gave her a dollar or something. Or he gave her whatever it is. He gave her a thing. He gave her a, I don't know, whatever. He gave her a, and then she put sipi on it. So now it becomes sipi of the esnan, and now she wants to be makadat l'galoya. So it becomes also, I would have thought, it doesn't. That's in Sifri's Mutter, but he would now have a Shem Sifri. They maybe became also because it was Mitzafah. I guess so, that's what it said. Anyway, my Esnan, the fact is that it's Mutter, because Torah didn't ask that. The Torah only asked the Esnan itself. It never asked the Sifri. So therefore, Nevad should Sifri also. So when it comes to Nevad, to Baal Chayim, where the Sifri of the Sifri is also, the behemoth, that's the way the tzipui is also, because the Torah, Rashi explains, because the Torah said kesef azav alei, the din is that tzipui of a zara is also. Rashi even lahedi tzipui is also. So any din shehu also. So because the Gemara is suggesting, why don't we do a pasuk minabokar? Forget minabokar. Make a pasuk to kavachayim. Madach esnan, it does not have a din tzipui, it's still also lagavaya. So avarizara balechayim never. There hasn't been sipui, so ain't I din that never should be also l'gavoya. Let's put the stuff on the board. It's traditionally. So what is there? The Rice is asking, why don't you do plus? Why don't you give me that buffer? Let's learn a kavachayim. Esnan is kal. It doesn't have it in Sipui. And it's also Lugavaya. So Nevad, which is sorting the thing of Ahima that was Abed Zara, which is Chomer, it's usually in Sipui. Abba Chaymer, then it should be also Lugavaya. That's the route we're taking. We want to say, forget me, Nabokar, I could ask never the Gavaya by way of a Kavachem. I have a Oyer in Pshat. It's not, for the issues that we want to talk about, but this Pshat in this Gemara, I don't understand really, because if there were no Pshat in Nabokar, so what would I not know? I would not know that Nevad is also the Gavaya. And the Gemara is asking questions with the Gemara that the Rice is asking. Minabokar tells me that Nevad is also a Gavaya. Why do I need Minabokar to tell me Nevad is also a Gavaya? I can get there from a Kavach HaYom. So I don't understand. If it didn't say Minabokar, I wouldn't know Nevad is also a Gavaya. If it didn't say Minabokar, Nevad would be also a Hedid. How do we know? What's Nevad? Nevad Tavad is over. It just happens to be Baal Chayim. So we know, oh, Baal Chayim, they don't become Osir. How do we know Baal Chayim don't become Osir? That's the word chotes. It says minaboker lohitzias aneva, and why would I have to ask you leh legavoya? It must be that it's mutl lehedit. If it didn't say minaboker, I wouldn't know that whole thing. I wouldn't know it's also legavoya. But really, I wouldn't know that it's mutl lehedit. Because I wouldn't know it's mutl lehedit, I'll leave it to emes, because minaboker asks it legavoya. If it didn't say minaboker, I wouldn't have that. So why would I think that Baal HaChayim are different than any other Avodah Zarah? Avodah Zarah is also Ba'ano. Why would I think Baal HaChayim are any different? The only reason why I think Baal HaChayim are a special category is because it says Minabokar Lohitzias Aneva L'Gavaya, which tells me that it must be a special category that's Mutu L'Hedit. If it won't say Minabokar, it'll be also even L'Hedit. And if it's also L'Hedit, it'll be also L'Gavaya Tugim, Mashvi Yisrael. So I don't need a Kavach Chaymer from... The whole Bais is strange to me. The whole Cheshmer of the Bais. Bais says, why do you need a Poshet to ask her Neva L'Gavaya? I can ask her Neva L'Gavaya with the Kavach Chaymer. And I don't need a Kavach Chaymer. If it wouldn't say Minabokar, then Nevad would just be regular Avodah Zarah. And regular Avodah Zarah is also Hedyot and Kol Shekhinah Lehedyot. Finish. End of story. Minabokar is the whole package. It's primarily an even a book of the Mafid Lehedit. So I don't know what Pshat here is the Brisa. The Gemara somehow, this the Gemara, the Gemara is the Brisa. The Brisa is somehow assuming that we know that Nebat is Mutter Lehedit. We know that Baal Chayim are Mutter Lehedit. The Pasuk is telling me that the Pasuk Lugavaya, right, the Gemara, why do we need a Pasuk that the Pasuk Lugavaya? I can figure it out with the Kalva Chayim. Seems to be, and again, I don't understand it. I don't see places to ask the question. Somebody was asked the question, very obvious question in the Gemara. I don't know, maybe it's about business, but anyway, I don't know. I don't know what's trapped anymore, but that seems to be what's going on in the Brisa. Yeah, so the Gemara says, no, I can't use this kind of thing. Because, if not the Pasuk, Molly Krah, I would have said, Eichilf. I would have said just the opposite. Let's read it inside. Gemara says, no. Eichilf. Uma esna mechir shehem asurim sipuyeyem mutar. Nevad shemutar. Ein edin sheyeh sipuyeyem mutar. It says, you can't make this kind of chaser, because I'd say, forget it. If I don't have the pasuk in the book or to ask the Nebad Lugavaya, then I'll start with the assumption that Nebad is Mutter Lugavaya. I don't understand that for the same reason. If I don't have it in the book, I don't even know that it's Mutter Lugavaya. How is it going to know that it's Mutter Lugavaya? I don't know, somehow we know that it's a Baalei Chayim or Mutter somehow. That seems to be the whole structure of it. We have some extraneous reason to think that Baalei Chayim are Mutter. I don't know, I don't cut that. But upon him, it's Akaponim. The Gemara says, if I didn't have the Pasuk in the Bokar, I would have said just the opposite. That not only is that Nevad, which is Mutul Hegid, is a Mutul Gavai. Are you made a Kavachimer from Tzipui? No, I'll turn it on his head. And I'll make a Kavachimer that the Tzipui of Baal Chaim are Mutter, even the Gavai. And we'll make a Kavachimer like this. That Madoch Esnan, that is Kav. Has a cow. No, it has a cow of chayma though. Yeah, what's a cow of chayma? Now we'll make a cow of chayma a chiluf.
If itself is asur, then Sipai is butcher, then Nevad, which is itself butcher, and Sipai should be butcher.
I don't know how to put this up. Uma esnan shehem asurim. Shouldn't it be Mutter Lagavaya? The default is that it's Mutter Le'edit and likewise Mutter Lagavaya, which again is the thing that I don't understand, but okay, I don't do that. Matak Neva, which is Mutter Lagavaya, Kavachaymer, that is Sibui, should be Mutter. So therefore, basically what we're saying is we're pulling out the rug from the original Kavachaymer. You can't build a Kavachaymer on the fact that Neva's Sibui is Osur, because maybe, forget, maybe the Sibui of Neva is Mutter. So therefore you lose the Kavachaymer from Esnan. If you lose the Kavachaymer from Esnan, then we won't know that Nevad is also the Gavaya. So if we need a pasuk to tell me that Nevad is also the Gavaya. That's the Chesed of the Gemara. So the point of the original Kavachaymer was to prove from a Kavachomer that Nevad is also the Galaya. And the Kavachomer went through Tzipri, went through the assumption that Tzipri is also. That was the Chumah of Nevad, that it's Tzipri is also. The point of the Echilu is that there is no Kavachomer. There is no Kavachomer because Tzipri is Mutter. And therefore I need a Pasuk to tell me that Nevad is also the Galaya. Now, right away, at this point, there's already a discussion over the Antithesis and Tmura. The bottom line is that it says in Avokar, and Nevad is also a Galaya. What about the Tzipri of Nevad? But maybe I should read a few more lines of the Gemara. The Gemara asks, how can you tell me that Tzipri is Mutter? Tzipri of Arachayim is Mutter, Tzipri of Nevad is Mutter. Im kein bitatu leishachon kesef zov aleim velo kachtoloch. He says, no, and the Akimeno. Leishachon kesef zov vado v'shem v'ru Arachayim. So therefore, I lose the. That's the Echilus. So I lose the original Kavachomer, and therefore I don't know that Nevad is Mutter. That Nevad is also maybe Nevad is Mutter. Tamad Leimer min Avokar lohitzias Nevad. So therefore, I need a pasuk min Avokar to tell me that Nevad is also a Gavai. What about Tzipri of Nevad? That doesn't say the Perish min Avokar. Is Tzipri of Nevad also? Here, in the Eichilah, we had a Kavachomer that Tzipri of Nevad is Mutter, but that Kavachomer was built on the fact that Nevad is Mutter L'Gavaya. Now the Pasuk says Nevad is also L'Gavaya, so the Kavachomer of the Eichilah we don't have. But do we have any indication, one way or another, is Nevad a Balei Chayim, is Tzipri rather, is Tzipri Nevad Mutter L'Gavaya or Osu L'Gavaya? For that matter, L'Hedid. Is it Mutter L'Hedid or Osu L'Hedid? There's no, now of course by Esnan is Tzipri is Mutter. It's also, it's Tzipri is Mutter. But who maybe can't learn how from Esnan? Esnan doesn't have it in Tzipri. There's no Kavachomer from Esnan. There's no way in which Esnan is more Chomer than Nevad. In the Echilu, Esnan was more Chomer than Nevad. Because Esnan was also Gavaya, maybe Nevad is Mutter Gavaya. Now it's not true. Now Nevad is also Gavaya. So Nevad is not more, Esnan is not more Chomer than Esnan is not more Chomer anymore than Nevad. They're on equal footing, so you can't learn, can't generate a kavachomer out of Esnan. So it's sort of ambivalent. L'chayra tzvara should be put it this way. In the Gemara's original Havim, in the original kavachomer, so the Gemara had made a kavachomer, the Madach Esnan that had no din Tzipri, it's also a Galaya. Nevad, which is Chomer, that it has a din Tzipri, should certainly be also a Galaya. The Gemara said that Nevad has a din Tzipri. What do you mean it has a din Tzipri? Where does it have a din Tzipri? This says Kesef Zav Aleihem. Kesef Zav Aleihem is a pasuk by Hedyot. So Rashi's beferish that in this original Havamina, Nevad is Chomer, that it has a din Tzipri, even Hedyot. Even though the Nevad itself is Mutulag, for reasons which I don't understand, but Mutulag. So there you do see, at least there was a Havim in the Gemara, that maybe the Tzipri, something could be Mutter, and the Tzipri could be also. Cut to the bare bones of the Gemara, it should come out. I would think that the Tzipri is also. Because you see, the Gemara originally assumed that the Tzipri is also. It says Kesef is Avalei. Atke Kach, that when the Gemara in Japan, that maybe we should learn out that Tzipri is Mutter, Then what do you mean? He came to be called the Kesef Zavaleim. He said, no, Ani Akemenu, maybe that's talking about Tolus, maybe by Mechubber Takalus, if he's also, we'll learn it out of Kavachemer from Esnan. But now we're not in Kilo Maskar, we can't learn it out of Kavachemer from Esnan. The Pesipa should be Mechubber. The Echilif is only... So, we don't have any more Kavachemer from Esnan. So the Chayra, the Sfar, should be that Kesef Zavaleim. Chakra should talk to be also. Either by the Chayim or Mutta, either by the Chayim or Mutta, because they're by the Chayim. The Pesipa is, why should the Pesipa should revert back to being also. That's sort of the thrust of the sugya. You see in the sugya itself that originally we thought that Tzipi of Nevet should be, Pesach Taka says, Kulish Mai, Pesach Taka says, but the whole sugya of Mashma, that the Maskana of Tzipi Nevet is also. What does it mean, the whole sugya? Because look at the sugya structures. The Gemara of the Chachilu takes for granted that the Tzipi of Nevet is also. Pesach Taka wants to build the Kabbalah to ask the Nevet the Gemara without a possible. That's the original. What do you mean? What do you mean in that Bakr? The Tzipi of Nevet is also. So you can make a kavachayim. Adach Esnan, the tzipri is mutter and it's also lagavaya. So nevad with the tzipri is also and you didn't show also lagavaya. So we took for granted that the tzipri of nevad is also. Why do we take that for granted? Because it says kesef is avalei. So we may not know what the nevad itself is. The nevad itself might be mutter lagavaya also lagavaya. We don't know yet, but we know that the tzipri is also first, and then we generate a kavachayim that the nevad itself is also. Right. That was the original. Right, that's the most original Kabbalah. In the Gemara's original Kabbalah, the Bryce's original Kabbalah, why do I need a Nebuchadnezzar to ask the Nebuchadnezzar? I can know that Nebuchadnezzar is Osir from the fact that it's Tzipi is Osir. So the way the original Kabbalah goes is that we since the Tzipi is Osir, we learn out that the Nebuchadnezzar is Osir. And the arrow represents this whole Kabbalah. So what's logically prior? First, I know that the tzipri is also kesef is overlaid. Then I plug in a kavachomer and I get that the nevet itself is also. But I know that the tzipri is also first. I mean, it's logically possible to know that tzipri is also before you even know that the nevet is also. You see, the nevet, the tzipri could be also without the nevet being also. The Gemara, even in the Oichimov, when the Gemara wants to say that the tzipri is mutter, that's only because they have a kavachomer from Esnan. The Madach Esnan, which is also lagavaya, the tzipri is mutter. So Nebad, which is Mutter Lugavaya, that's a counterfactual. Levice Nebad is also Lugavaya. But if it wouldn't say Menabukar, Nebad will be Mutter Lugavaya, so I could make a Kavachaymer to be Mata the Tzipun. Fine, but now I have Menabukar, so this Kavachaymer, this counterfactual Kavachaymer no longer applies. Right? The Kavachaymer is based on the fact that Nebad is Mutter Lugavaya, because it's all in the world of if it didn't say Menabukar. That's the whole point of the Echiluf. I need Minabukar, because without Minabukar I would have made this Kavachaymer that the Nebad is Mutal Gavaya and the Tzipri is therefore Mutal. That's if it wouldn't say Minabukar. But now that it says Minabukar, this Kavachaymer goes away. So the whole thrust of the Sugya therefore should come out. You see from the beginning of the Sugya that it's conceivable that we know first the Tzipri is Osir, only afterwards do we make a Kavachaymer that the Nebad is Osir. So you see that it's possible for the Tzipri to be Osir even though the Nebad is not Osir. We only suggested otherwise that the tzipri is mutter because we had a counterfactual kavachomer that if it didn't say menabukar, I would have learned the kavachomer that I would have said it's mutter lagavaya the nevet itself, and therefore kavachomer that it's tzipri is mutter. A kavachomer to Esther. The end of the story. Now it says menabukar, so this kavachomer now is moot. So we should revert to saying that the tzipri is also. So place me to work back again. Rashi in Tzipur says that Tzipur Lamaskon is also not only the Gavoya, also even Lehedik. Rashi in Tzipur says Lamaskon the Tzipur is also, and Tosis agrees with Rashi, and he says that Kulish Maitzah, it's Mashma, that the Tzipur is also. Then Tosis another Rashi in Reb Chinuch, which we'll read in a second. But Tosis in Tzipur, before he even gets to that, he says, the thrust of the Sugi is that the Tzipur ought to be also. The Maitzah Tosis by us holds that Tzipur is Mutter. Our places here in Nevad Zohar holds that the Tzipri of Nevad is Mutter. Where did that issa come from? Where did that have to come from? His rise from Rechinno. We haven't read Rechinno yet. Somehow Rechinno can be read in two ways. We'll see in a minute what's going on with Rechinno. Before we get to his specific rise, the rise is just from the heart is the horror here. How can you read the sugya and come out that the tzipui of Nevad is the tzipui of Nevad is mutter? So maybe that makes it, so we'll say Gemara is chayzer from that, and we'll see.
Right, that's already a chiddush.
We say maybe since the Gemara said the Gemara asked the kasha account on the echilut, bitalta kesev zav aleihem. So maybe that bitalta kesev zav aleihem, and the Gemara answered no, kesev aleihem could be by polish. So maybe the maskana we don't that now it's at the nabaka, so maybe we'll revert to saying kesev zav aleihem is even by is don't forget. He's saying the Gemara only said Kesev Adon Aleim is by Tolush when they had a Kalachayim that forced it into saying that. We don't have a Kalachayim that's forcing you into saying that. No, we're still going back to the start. No, we're still getting into this also. You want to come out that it's a Mutter. How's it going to be a Mutter? Because Kesev Adon Aleim is only by Tolush. Okay, but the Gemara only said Kesev Adon Aleim, we're going to be Mekayim by Tolush because we have a Kalachayim that's forcing me to do that. What? But now that there's no kalachaymer, you know, in the oichiluk, the kalachaymer was the Gemara in the oichiluk. We said if it didn't say menabokar, then we could construct the kalachaymer. Esman is osel gavaya, nevad is mutal gavaya, because we're in a world where it doesn't say menabokar. So now we have a kalachaymer. Esman the tzipri is mutter, so nevad the tzipri is for sure mutter. It says kesef is olaleim. We'll have to sequester that, and it's only talking about tolish. This is a counterfactual. The fact is that nevad is osel gavaya. Now it says Minabakar. So we lose the Kavachaymer from Esnan. We lose the Kavachaymer from Esnan, so then we should, then we have no reason to think that we have no reason to think that Kesev Zohalayim should be limited to Tolish. Why can't it be by Mosul Batut like Gemara originally thought? It's a little bit problematic. I mean, just a shock. The Chayr, the thrust of it, which is what Tyson Tumor says, that the thrust of the Sugya is that Sibli Balachayim should be also. What's Tosha going to do with that? Tosha asks, what's he going to do with that? Unless we'll say that maybe Tosha's holds. I mean, what's the Svar of Tosha's altogether? How the Svar of Tosha's has to be that the Tzipi can't be more common than the thing itself. I mean, Tosha doesn't say what his Svar is. But something along the lines of, if the Baruch Haim looked at the Tzipi, for sure is Mutter. So maybe Tosha's holds that even though this is a doichik. But maybe Tosfos holds that even though the actual kavachomer from Esnan is counterfactual, because the real kavachomer that the Gemara makes, the oichiluf, the kavachomer that the Gemara makes from Esnan is based on the counterfactual that doesn't say menabokar and therefore never does mutul gavaya. So therefore the tzipri must be mutul gavaya. You know, let me ask me. You know, I may have been a little bit misleading. Tosfos by us holds that the tzipri of Baruch Haim is mutter lehedit. Tosfos by us concedes that it's still also a gavaya. Right? Tosfos and Tmura holds that tzipri of Baruch Haim is also even lehedit. It's also period. Kesed Zohar and Tzipi Baruch Haim is also. Which, by the way, I said to ask in Svara, I understand very well, because Baruch Haim are a chetzer of a desire. That's place of Shita. That Baruch Haim are still a chetzer of a desire. That's why the decremus of Baruch Haim is also. Just the Baruch Haim themselves don't become Nessa. So the Tzipi of Baruch Haim is still Tzipi of a desire. So, and it's not Baruch, and it's not itself a Baruch Haim. So the Tzipi of Baruch Haim is also Ben Levoy, Ben Lehegit. That's place of Shita. That's Rashi. Places by us, this is another Zohar holds, Tzipui of Baruch Haim, Tzipui of Nevad, is Osir L'Gavoya, but it's Mutul L'Hedit. Just like the Baruch Haim itself. So obviously, Tosfos, the Svara of Tosfos, I mean, I don't know the total Svara of Tosfos,
But obviously the idea of Taisus is that the Tzipui can't be worse than the Balchai itself. So Tolu L'Gavoyah, the Balchai, the animals, Osu L'Gavoyah, that's never. So the Tzipui is also Osu L'Gavoyah. But you know that the Hedyet, the animal itself, is Mutu L'Hedyet, so the Tzipui is also Mutu L'Hedyet. But you know, the underlying, you know, without, it's not a love, it's saying, you know, the Balabatish, what we see in Taisus is that the Tzipui can't be more humbler than the Nevet itself. The question is, where does that come from? The sugya, the Gemara in the beginning didn't think that way. The Gemara in the beginning thought that if we know the Tzipui is Osir, then we generate only to a Kavachaymer that the Nevet is Osir. It's only to a Kavachaymer that we think that in the Ma'or Chiluk we thought that maybe the Tzipui could be. So maybe we could say, this is what I tried to say before, maybe what Taisus holds is that even though the Maskana, I don't have any kavachomers from Esther. But still, maybe Esther is a gilui milsom. When I see by Esther that the thing itself is worse than the tzibuk. And that's true by Esther. The thing in itself, the Esther itself, is more chomer than the tzibuk. By Esther is for sure. The Esther is also, the tzibuk is mutter. You see from Esnan that the chefz itself of Esnan is more chomer than the tzibur. So maybe that's a gilui milso, that it could never be that the thing itself should be mutter and the tzibur should be also, because the tzibur can't be more chomer than the avodah zarah itself. It's not going to be any more a kavachomer than Esnan. You can't make a kavachomer. No, that's a kavachomer. No, kavachomer. Esnan not more chomer than avodah zarah. No, that's not. Essen's also Gavoyah, and Avodah Zarah is also Gavoyah. They're on equal footing. Kavachaymer from Essen, you know, only in our Catholic capsule, in the Chiluk, did we think that Essen's more Chomer than ever. Because Essen's also Gavoyah. Now, there's Mutl Gavoyah, so we can make real Kavachaymers. We must call the segment of Boker. Never's also Oslo Gavoyah. So never than Essen, they're on an equal footing. So you can't make any more the Midah Shatar and the Dreshus of a Kavachaymer. But maybe still, it's like Tragili Nils over here, that you see, or maybe it's the Svarmin Achutz even, that it can't be that the Tzipui is more Chomer than the Avodah Zarah itself. Maybe it's a Gili Milsa from Esnan, or maybe even without a Gili Milsa from Esnan, maybe just places held in Svar, that it can't be that the Tzipui is more Chomer than the Avodah Zarah itself. I think Gemara, in the original Kavachomer, we said, if the Tzipui is also Kavachomer than Avodah Zarah, but we seem to need a Kavachomer. Why do we need a Kavachomer? Why don't the Gemara just say, well, if the Tzipui is also, then obviously in Svara, the Nevet must be also too. Okay, so maybe the Gemara goes like overboard. You know, we have a Kavachomer, why not use it? But maybe in the last comment, you don't need a Kavachomer. It's still true in Svara. If the Tzipui is also, it's a Svara, the Nevet should be also too. Anyway, I don't want to belabor this at this point. The burden of proof l'chor is on our tesis. The pastures in the sugi should be is by Tyson Gemara. But it ought to come out that the Tzipui of Nevet is awesome, even later. That's the way the Chayyim are saying. And Tyson knows that nonetheless, the bottom Tyson holds that the Tzipui of Nevet is also the Gavai. If the Tzipui of Nevet is Mutu Lehed, it's also the Gavai, because the Bachai is also the Gavai. But it's not, but Lehedit, the Tzipui is more cow than the Bachai. So what's Taisus' raya? So the raya is, and Taisus brings raya for Ketan the same Gemara, because Gemara goes on and says, Maskif le Rav Chanina, Chananya, Taimah de Niyah Tekra, Halo Niyah Tekra, Tzipi Mutter, Yoksiv Yav Arkin Hashmam, Kalasu Hashmam, my answer is, Hula Chanis Lev Shem, Huda Asa. That's a bit of an halach. So what's going on? What's Rav Chananya's kasha? Maskev Rav Chananya. Taima de miyate kro, halo miyate kro, tzipi muta. Rav Chananya, poshup shak, this is what Rashi in Taisus and Tur understand Rav Chananya. Rav Chananya is asking on the Oich Chiluf. The Gemara had said, again, listen, this how these things work. What's the point of Oich Chiluf? The point of Oich Chiluf is to be matzrich the pasuk of Midabokah. That's where the whole Brisa ran. The Brisa ran at first, why do I need the Nebuchadnezzar? I can learn out the Issa L'Gavoyah from the Kavachaymer. So Marian says, no, I need the... I, no, the Kavachaymer is faulty because I can turn it on its head. and it could be used the kavachaymer not to prove that nevet is usur, but that sipri is mutter. So therefore, the kavachaymer is a double-edged sword. You can't get what you want out of a kavachaymer. You need the pasuk in the nevet. Seems you need the pasuk in the without the pasuk in the you would have said that the tzipui is mutter, and because the tzipui is mutter, you would have undermined the original kavachaymer. How can the tzipui be mutter? I have an extra pasuk for Avadat HaNishma. So how can the Oichilov suggest that the tzipui is mutter? I have a pasuk for Avadat HaNishma that the tzipui is asked. But let's understand where we're situated in the sugya. Reb Chananya's the fish that he's frying, what he's interested in, is not the issur of tzipui per se. He's interested in the tzipui because of how it affects the whole question over here. Taimu tzim min abokar. You need a pasuk min abokar. Because otherwise I would have said, oichiluf, that the tzipui is mutter, and therefore I would not have been able to use the original kavachaymer I couldn't have used the original kavachaymer to say, well, if the tzipui is also, the nevet is also. Says Reb Chananya, what do you mean? I have a pasuk in Avadat HaNishmam. The Avadat HaNishmam tells me that the tzipui is also. It says Avadat HaNishmam. Put it in here over here. Put it in here too. The Avadat HaNishmam. If the tzipui is also, kavachaymer, the nevet is also. Again, because of our original kavachaymer. Madach esnan that the tzipui is mutter, it's also the levaya. So nevad that the tzipui is also, because it says Avadat HaNishmam, ain't again that the nevet is also. So if Chananya answered no, Avadat HaNishmam is more answer, Avadat HaNishmam is for a different hour. So we take it off the table. That's the Reb Chananya. So Taisus over there in Tamura. Die from the lashon of Chananya, like the lashon of Chananya. Chananya's lashon was Chaima de Mirte Krop. Yeah, place him back in the moment. Reb Chananya said, Chaima de Mirte Krop. Meaning, Reb Chananya is attacking the counterfactual. You're telling me that if it didn't say Minabokar, so I would have said the tzipui is mutter. What do you mean? It says Be'eradat HaNishmam. But you see from his lashon, the Reb Chananya is only attacking the counterfactual. The time of the Mi'at Tekra. The Echiluf. How can you tell me Echiluf if you had this hypothetical that the tzipui is mutter? What do you mean I have a pasuk Be'eradat HaNishmam? But why did Reb Chananya ask a different question? Forget the Braisa and the counterfactuals. Bottom line, Sipui Balechayim is mutter. Is mutter. Sipui Balechayim is mutter. What do you mean? It says Avadat HaNishmam. Forget the brisa. Forget the counterfactuals. Forget the echiluf. Bottom line, after all is said and done, and after it says Min HaBokar, and after all the dust is settled, is the Sipui mutter or the Sipui also? Right? I've said and done. So Taisus and Tumur. If the maskana, after everything is finished, he has said that Sipui Balechayim is mutter. Mutter. So what do you do with Avadat HaNishmam? The Avadat HaNishmam is Megala that Sipri is awesome.
How come Rav Hanani didn't ask that? Why is Hanani expending his energy and then having a counterfactual, the Brisa, the Chilu? He should actually ask the Kasha, Locha Lebrisa. Why is Sipri Mutter, it says the Rav HaMishmo? Hanani doesn't do that. So Raya says to us that the Hanani and the real facts of Hanani had no problem. Sipri is Takosa. That's the truth. Sipri is also. Because it says Kesev Zor Aleim, just because the Baal Chayim are Mutter, what does that do with the Sipri? The Sipri is not a Baal Chayim. Kesev Zor Aleim, Sipri is also. Ben the Hedi, Ben the Galayim, Sipri is also. That's the person to move holds. That Sipri Baal Chayim is also, right? That's the move holds. Sipri Baal Chayim is also. So on the real truth, Rav Hanani had no kasha. He says about what Sipri is not also, so good, everything's shalom aleichem. Rav Hanani's kasha is only on the counterfactual. You had a hypothetical world where if it didn't say min habokor, Sipri would be mutter, which would then undermine the original kavachimer, etc., etc. What do you mean? It says about the shalom and so on. And then we say no, about the shalom is for something else. That's Tosis Raya and Tumur. So Tosis and Tumur brings a raya from Rav Hanina that Sipri Baal Chayim is awesome. His raya is not so much from the lashon, from any fine tuned diukim of Rav Hanina. His raya is from the essence, from the main statement of Rav Hanina. Rav Hanina is an attack on the counterfactual. It's an attack on the oichiluf. Why is Rav Hanani only attacking the oichiluf? He should be attacking the halacha lemaisa. The halacha lemaisa, if the halacha lemaisa was that Sipri is mutter, Rav Hanani should be asking on that. It says about it in Shema. Must be that the emes is that the Sipri is also. So Rav Hanani has no kashas on the emes. His only kasha is what do you do with the oichiluf? What do you do with in the world of oichiluf? The Sipri was mutter. What happened to the Avadat Shema? That's the Tosis and Tumur. Very beautiful proof. It's a very beautiful and compelling proof from Rav Hanani. It's not a very strong proof. And it's a proof that Sipri Baal Chayim is awesome. At least by us. Looks at the same Rav Hanani. And he says it's a proof that Sipri Baal Chayim is, at least Lahedid, is Mutter. What does he say right now? What is he saying? Says Taisa says by us but in telling him I had to see you how to come up to Shaya you will never do by the Chaim Adi Ipcho ki the mash mirech per kol asum b'tmur ki the aminu also maske for Rav Chan Taisa is Rav Chan by us is Rav Chan anyway maske for Rav Chan Taim of the Rabbi Kol with Sipri the Baal Chaim imimimimim Taima the Rabbi Krov with Sipri the Baal Chaim in Minabokar Lohitzi and Ever. Holy Rabbi Krov Sipri Mutu Lagavoya. The auxiliary of Arakim. Mashmu Midway Maisi Krov El Lagavoya. The Pasuk Minabokar is the Pasuk of Lagavoya. And we're bringing the Pasuk Minabokar to be Marbe the Sipri. Holy Head is Mutu. So he's being the Bible like this. If Hanin is Loshin, the way Tosis quotes it is. Taima the Rabbi Krov with Sipri the Baal Chaim. Mimin HaBokar, Lohitzi HaNevar. He says, Rav Hanina asks, the Torah was, it seems only because the Torah was Marbet Sipri Baal Chaim from Min HaBokar. Well, the Rabbi Krov, Sipri with Mutter, and Ayas is about it in the Shema. So he's Medayik, Pesach Medayik, Mashmur, the Lamaisi Krov, the Gavoya, Pasuk of Min HaBokar is a Pasuk of the Gavoya. And Rav Hanina is saying, that we're marbet Sipri from Min HaBokar, which is a pasuk of Gavoya. Apparently, Sipri is only also a Gavoya. So the first thing that he said is that the Gemara, the Tosis quotes, we don't have. Because that's not our gift in Rav Hanina. Tosis quotes Rav Hanina differently than we have Rav Hanina. In our Gemara, Rav Hanina says, Taima. The miyate krov. That's all he says. Places closer of Chananya, taima the rabbiye krov the tzipri. There's two things in places that are different than Agamar. In Agamar of Chananya didn't say a word about tzipri, and in Agamar of Chananya didn't say miyate. He didn't say rabbiye. He said miyate. It's a major difference. The way we have the gifts in the Gemara, the way Tyson, who I believe, had the gifts in the Gemara, put this another way. Down. The way Tosha figures the Gemara, it seems that there's some kind of ribui for tzipui. Where's there a ribui for tzipui? Where did we see in the Gemara a ribui for tzipui? We have a din of menavocha that asks never the gavaya, but it's not talking about tzipui. Oh yeah, we have aleihem, but that's not a special. That's not menavocha. Our friend is talking about menavocha. Time of the miyat, the rabbi called the tzipui from menavocha. Tosha menavocha is a chabalat sutar. Tosha is a pasuk about gavaya. It seems that tzipui is only also for gavaya. Tosha reads these words, which he has, as saying that min habakar is marbet tzipui. Where did it say anything about that? Min habakar is marbet tzipui. I didn't see such a gemara. Min habakar has never been like tzipui has never gone. We don't know what tzipui is. In svara, tzipui should be also. We should revert back to kesef is not a life. Maybe this is svara. We're hedyed. Since the Baruch Haim Amut lehedyed, maybe the tzipui should be mutu lehedyed too. But we're not a ribui for tzipui. And he's talking about something else. Time of the meeting, they couldn't have talking about the tzipui. He's talking about the nevet itself. And let me explain that. I've mentioned it before. Time of the meeting, they couldn't means only because you have a pasuk in that bochor. That's why. Only because there's a pasuk in that bochor. That's why I don't say this. That's why I don't say this. I chilus b'kikal b'chaymer that the tzipui should be mutter. But if it didn't say in that bochor, I would say a kavachaymer from Esnan that the tzipui is. I would say a kavachaymer from Esnan that the tzipui is mutter, and that would have undermined my original kavachaymer. And that's complicated, right? It's a complicated gemara. But in the way the whole thing cascades, the chayim is asking kavachaymer minatekra. He's going back on minabokar. That only because it says minabokar, that's why I don't say that chilu. But if it didn't say minabokar, I would say the chilu. And I would make the kavachaymer from Esnan that tzipui is mutter, and if tzipui would be mutter, then I could no longer say my original kavachaymer to prove that nevet is osur, and that's why I need the pasuk min habakar. That was the price. On which Rav Chanina asked, what do you mean? It says here about it in the Shmum, which teaches me, which is possible by Hedrick, which teaches me that tzipui is osur, and then I can go back to my original kavachaymer and say, well, if tzipui is osur, nevet is osur, kavachaymer from Esnan. So why do I need the pasuk min habakar? Yeah, that's a mouthful. It's a hard gemara. But there's nothing in this gemara to indicate that there's some kind of ribui for tzipui. And Rav Chanina didn't say that. He said, time is a mere tekor. He's talking about minavoka like he said ever. So what we can focus on in Rav Chanina, which is what Tosin Tvura focuses on, is why Rav Chanina attacking the counterfactual. He should ask a question on the din itself. How come the tzipui is mutter la'halacha? It says v'avarta neshmom, it's right, la'halacha, the tzipui is also. Fine, that's Tosin Tvura. Tosin by us has this new gemara, a very strange gemara. Tosin had a gears in the gemara, time with the rabbi called the tzipui, which seems to mean that minabokar is marbet tzipui, and which Rav Chanina asks, why do you have to be marbet tzipui from minabokar? Let's be marbet tzipui from mevadet in the shmom. And which place in the diet? So it seems that we're only marbet tzipui from minabokar. Minabokar is a pasuk by gavaya, so it must be that tzipui is only also the gavaya. Hold the head to joy. This isn't Vaz Agamot. There's no such gemara. In fact, so Tosha had that gears in the gemara. But it's very strange gears in the gemara. How is minabokar really? So Tosha had this gears in the gemara. That's fine. So I could agree. Tosha had that gears in the gemara. Fine. But what does it mean? Is there a ribui for tzipui? Minabokar is a ribui for tzipui? Minabokar is not a ribui. Ribui means ribui le'isser. Minabokar is marbet tzipui le'isser? Minabokar is marbet never le'isser, not tzipui. I think the shot has to be, that Tosis read into this Gemara that it's axiomatic that the tzipi follows the din of the thing itself, because the tzipi can't be more common than the din itself. Like I said before, that Tosis thought that if the thing itself is mutter, the tzipi is mutter. If the thing itself is also, then the tzipi could also be also with kesef zavalei. But even if it says kesef zavalei, it can't be more also than that lezer itself. And therefore, when we marvim in abokar legavaya, so they said they feel like this. Lehedit, Baruch Haim HaMutter, Tzipui Baruch Haim HaMutter.
when we're marbed from Minabokar, that the Balakayim themselves are also the Gavaya, then in effect we're going to be marbed that the Tzipri Balakayim is also the Gavaya. Because it's a package deal. Kesed Zor Balayim says the Tzipri is also if the Avodah Zor is also. But if the Avodah Zor is not also, Kesed Zor Balayim is not going to make it also. So by Lehedik with Balakayim and Mutter, so the Tzipri automatically is also Mutter. But the Gavaya, since we're marbed Balakayim, that they're also the Gavaya, so that's Ke'ilu, we're also Marba, that the Tzipri Balakayim is also the Gavaya, because it gets carried along. Whatever, as much as we're Marba, the Balakayim, they're also the Gavaya, so then automatically, then the Tzipri will, we may also become also, because there is a Din of Kesses of Alayim, the Tzipri does become also if Evan Zor is also. Balakayim ordinarily not also. But when we're Marba, Balakayim, the Gavaya, in effect, we're also Marba, Tzipri, the Gavaya. And that's how he's reading Rav Chanina. Rav Chanina is saying, Taima, and I think the Rav Chanina is saying, Taima, the Rabbi called it Tzipri. Minaboka was marba the Balakayim, that they're also the Gavaya, and therefore in effect it's also marba the Tzipri. And which Rav Chanina asks, why do I need it? Let's learn it out from the Vadat and the Shema. It's still very sure. First of all, it comes out to Rav Chanina, like he's nothing to do with the Oichiluf, and he's asking the Kasha bottom line. Bottom line, Taima the Rabbi Ko, it says Minabokar from that we're Marvin Tzipri. What do you need to be Marvin? What do you need? Why do I need to be Marvin the Tzipri from Minabokar? Why can't I be Marvin from Avadat and Mishma? Still that is fair. What kind of question can you ask me? Why do I need Minabokar to be Marvin the Tzipri? I can learn that the Tzipri from Avadat and Mishma. I need Minabokar to be Marvin the Balakayim themselves. It sounds like he's asking, why do I need Minabokar? The way Tosfos is reading, Taima the Rabbi Ko, the Tzipri, why do I need Minabokar, which is a posuk by Gavoya, to be marbed Tzipri leGavoya, why can't I ask for it from Avadat and Mishma? Tosh Medayat, see? Minabokar is a posuk about Gavoya, it seems Tzipri is only also leGavoya. But how's he reading the word? Taima the Rabbi Ko, that Chanina is asking, why do I need Minabokar to ask for Tzipri leGavoya? I can ask for Tzipri leGavoya from Avadat and Mishma. Yeah, maybe you could. I mean, Avadat and Mishma is not a posuk of Gavoya, that's also a problem. But besides that, maybe you could. Maybe you could be Marvit Sifu Lugavaya from Avadat and Mishma. I still need Minabokar to tell me that the Balakayim themselves are also. Just start drumstum. How does this read this Gemara Baruch Hanim? Even if we grant that different Gishlin Gemara, but I don't know how Gishlin Gemara is going to work. Tosfos view is that that's Kavaldik. That's very small. This is very strange. Just a couple of five minutes. So let's talk a little bit in Svar. How Tosfos read the Gemara tomorrow is very strange. Any of them. But the bottom line is, Tosfos by us holds that Tzipri of Balakayim is Mutter. Lehedit. It's also Gavaya. But it's Mutter Lehedit. The same as the Balakayim themselves. Just like the Balakayim itself, just like the cow itself, is Mutter Lehedit and it's also Gavaya. But Tosfos holds that the Tzipri has the same status. It's Mutter Lehedit and it's also Gavaya. And he reads it into the Gemara tomorrow. And how he read it into the Gemara tomorrow, but he reasons the Gemara. The Chayyur in Svara, I want to say in Svara, how does this work? Places before when we asked it, Barichus, that Balachayim are a chetz of Avodah Zarah, that's the difference between Mechubar and Balachayim. Let's go back now, this is complicated. Let's go back now to push the cool uplands of Svara. Places in the Mechalik, Mechubar is not a chetz of Avodah Zarah, Polish is a chetz of Avodah Zarah, that's why, like the Kravis, Kravis of Mechubar is Mutter, the Kravis of Balakayim are also. That's the Tashitas of places. So bottom line, places of Balakayim are a Chepta of Avodah Zarah. They have a halacha of the Mutter Balakayim, but they're a Chepta of Avodah Zarah. So why should the Tzipri of the Balakayim be Mutter? It's Tzipri of Avodah Zarah. So this is not such a hard question. The sum of the answer would have to be along the lines of Tosfos holds that if the Tzipri gets the status of the Balchai, and since the Balchai is a Balchai and a Balchai is immune from Yisra Hano, so Tzipri of a Balchai is like a Balchai. It gets the Ptur, or it gets the Heter of the Balchai. But it's not that there's no reason to ask of the Tzipri. It is Tzipri Avodah Zarah. But the same way the Balakai itself has a matir that is a Balakai, so a Tzipri of a Balakai has a matir that is also a Balakai, that is like a Balakai.
Hang with Taisa before about Rabbi Yosef Lili, or basically he holds a secret of Mechubah, as Rabbi Yosef Mechubah. So, in Baal Chaim, it's that everybody agrees that the Tzipri of Baal Chaim is like the Baal Chaim itself. It has the matter of the Baal Chaim. You understand the difference? Tzipri of Mechubah, okay, Mechubah is not about Azor itself. Tzipri of Mechubah, not a Mechubah, is not Tzipri of Azor. Tzipri of Baal Chaim is Tzipri of Azor. So why is Taisa holding this Mechubah? That's Tyson's Tour holds this Hakka also in Svara. Tyson's Tour is more obvious. If Baal Chaim are Avod Azor, they say, I know they're Chalim because they're alive, but they are Avod Azor. So they're Tzibu, you Tzibu Avod Azor. So what's Chavei Tyson's? So you have to say that just like the Baal Chaim itself, even though it is Avod Azor, but since it's a Baal Chaim, it has a matter of being a Baal Chaim. So the Tzibu of the Baal Chaim has the same matter as the Baal Chaim itself. That's what's mispackaged over there. The problem that I have is that if that's true, so why does it matter if it's Tzipi HaNeva? Because Taishita is that this is only true by Tzipi HaNeva. But if it's a Tzipi HaNeva, as you said, then the Tzipi does become us. By Baal Chaim, even by Mechubah, but even by Mechubah and by Baal Chaim. That says the answer for the Svaras Hafuchos. That's why it's not Fuchos, because it's Tzipi HaNeva and Tzipi Sheinu. So Chayz Machal, Tzipi HaNeva and Tzipi Sheinu. Tzipi HaNeva does become us. Why? But if the Tzipi of Bachai has the matter of being a Bachai, so what does it matter that it's a Neva? The Bachai is also a Neva, but it has the matter of being a Bachai. That's the central problem in Svara in this place. This is Chayz Machal. But in Svara, this is the problem. This was Mimarshuk. If the reason why Taisus holds Tzipi by Lachayim Armuk, if the reason would be because it's not Tzipi Avod Azara, so I would understand the difference between Tzipi Aneva and Tzipi Shein Aneva. Tzipi Aneva is not Tzipi Avod Azara. Tzipi Shein Aneva. If they didn't worship the Tzipi, it's only because it's Tzipi of Avachai. Avachai maybe is not an Avod Azara. But if they worship the Tzipui, then the Tzipui is an Avod Azor in its own right. Then that would be fine. But that doesn't stream with the Taisus before, that a Baal Chai is an Avod Azor. That's why it's the Krevis is also. So you have to say that the reason why Tzipui of Baal Chai is Mutter is because it has the matter of being Tzipui. It has the matter of Baal Chai. But if it has the matter of being a Baal Chai, then even if it's never, it should have the same matter. So Zilhachu Kamatru. We're running out of time, but I think that the answer has to be along the following lines. That the Svara of Taisus is not so much that the Tzipi of Baal Chaim is like a Baal Chaim. That's not the Svara. The Svara, and nor on the other hand, is the Svara that Baal Chaim is not an Avod Azara. That's also not true. It is an Avod Azara. Rather, the Svara is that the Tzipui cannot be more chomer, since the Tzipui is a tuffel, and it's also as a tuffel, the tuffel can't be a chomer min ikr. If the ikr is mutter, then the tuffel has to be mutter. And maybe we learn that after Esna, but that really knows it's not a kabachomer, I said before, it's not a kabachomer. Esna's not more chomer than that, but in any sense, but it's a really knows. You see, by Esna, the thing itself is also, and the Tzipui is mutter. You see, the Tzipui can't be more worse than the thing itself. Maybe it's a Mesna. Or maybe it's a Svara. To the extent that the Ikir is Mutter, because it's a Baal Chai, then the Tzipui is Mutter also. Not that the Tzipui is a Baal Chai. Tzipui is not a Baal Chai. But to the extent that the thing itself has a Matir of being a Baal Chai, the Tzipui can't be also. It's like a rule. You can't have that the thing is a Mutter, the thing itself, the ikr, the thing that's you know, the ikir is mutter, and the tofu is also. Here it is, there's a difference between a tzipi and an evan and a tzipi she'en evan. A tzipi she'en and evan, the tzipi is only also because it was nitfal to the Avodah Zarah. Because he put it on the Avodah Zarah and it became a topple to the Avodah Zarah. And then this is what, like a topple chalumineh. To the extent that the Baal Chai itself has a matir, you can't ask of the tzipi. On the other hand, by a tzipi ha'nevan, tzipui is not also because it's nitfal to the Avodah Zarah. Tzipui HaNevad is also even by a har, and the har is not an Avodah Zarah at all. Tzipui HaNevad is also in its own right because it was worshipped in its own right. Even though, and here's a subtle point, even though Tzipui HaNevad is still called Tzipui, it's not called Avodah Zarah itself. Right, the din of Tzipui is still not happened in the Pasuk of Kesev Elohim, that was places before. When you worship the tzipui, you don't worship it for its own sake, that it should become an Avodah Zarah mamish. You only worship it ag of the har, or ag of the Baal Chai. That's why it still only had the level of Isser of tzipui, not the level of Avodah Zarah Asma. Now we've had tricky places before about Chodol Tivuso. Somehow it's, we make an equivalence between tzipui she'ein and Avodah of Tolosh and tzipui ha'nevad of a Mechubah. They're both on the level of tofu. They're both a kind of. They're not the Avodah Zarah itself. They're both only the thing that's the tofu bit of thing. But it's not the same. By a tzipui she'ene nevad, a regular tzipui, let's say a regular tzipui that's not nevad. So it's also because it was nitfal to the chetzer shel Avodah Zarah. Because it was nitfal to the chetzer shel Avodah Zarah, it became noy Avodah Zarah, tzipui Avodah Zarah. That's what acid is. So it's osur because it was nitfal to the chetzer shel Avodah Zarah. So then, there we have a rule, loyachomim chomim in it. If the Avodah Zarah itself is not osur, because it's Baal Chayim, then the thing that's, you want to osur because it was nitfal to the Baal Chayim, loyachomim tofel chomim in it. You can't osur the tzipui of the behemoth. If you're not asking the behemoth itself, because you're only coming to ask the tzipi of the behemoth because it's being nitfal to the behemoth. So that you can't do. Now, she'en came by a tzipi ha'nevad, you worship the tzipi of the har, the tzipi of the Baal Chai. So even though you're worshipping it, b'derech agav ha'har, or agav ha'behemoth, you're not worshipping it as an Avodah Zarah in its own right, that's why it doesn't come up in Avodah Zarah mamish, it becomes a tofel dik Avodah Zarah. But here, tofel dik Avodah Zarah doesn't mean that it's tofel to the har. The har is nothing. Har is not Elohim. Not Elohim Achayim. Rather, it's osur because I worship it itself. But it's only osur on the level of noy because I'm worshipping it in a tafildika way. So I'm making it a tafildika of a nizar, but it's not a tafild to something else. It's a tafild in its own right. It's its own tafild. It's tafild to nothing. It's just on the level of a tafild. Because I'm giving it directly the status of tofel, making it an adjunct, but it's not an adjunct to something else. Because there's no har. In the case of a har, it's mamet not avodah zarah. I can still ask the tzipui because I worship the tzipui, but teres agav har. So I give it directly, independent of there is no har. There's nothing for it to be tofel to. But I gave it. I was oibed it in an agav har way. So I was oibed in a tofeldika way. So it becomes in itself. And an iser on the level of noy, the level of tzipui. So it's like different ways that something can become tofel, can become this level. Tzipui is a tofel dika iser, but there's different ways it can happen. It can have a tofel dika iser because I was matvelit to a dover also. That's like a tzipui she'en neva that I attached to tolish. Or I can worship it itself agav har, and then I give it its own tfelus, its independent status of an avodah zarah hatfelu. Without it having to be tofel to anything else. And that was the place before, the Chodol Tivus and so on. But here, it's Mishal. When I'm worshipping it, when it's a tfeilus, I'm not worshipping it. I'm making it tof, I'm making it an Avodah Zarah tfeilus by being matfilit to an existing Avodah Zarah. So then I will tofel chomim and ikir. If the existing Avodah Zarah has a matir, being a Baal Chai, then the thing that I'm being matfil to it cannot become also. Because lo yehei tofel chomim and ikir. But if it's a tzipi, I never... And I'm making it an Avodah Zarah tefillah directly,
I'm ejecting into it directly the status of being an Avodah Zarah Tefillah without having to be matzilit to anything else. It could be tzipi ahai, which is like the tzipi of nothing. So then it becomes an Avodah Zarah Tefillah without, not by being attached to something else. I just make it directly an Avodah Zarah Tefillah. So then there's no rule of lo yachamu papu menekim, because there's no ikim. So then I don't care that then tzipi aneb will be also even an avachai, or even an amachubah for that matter. What? Tzipi about no tzipi aneved is also even lehedit. That's what I said. Tzipi aneved is also lehedit. Tzipi she'ein aneved is mutter lehedit and also lehoya. Tzipi aneved is also even lehedit. The Gemara in Shmuel is talking about tzipi she'ein aneved. So that's his medayik and Chanina that it's only also lehoya, but it's mutter lehedit. And tzipi aneved, that's like tzipi ahar. Tzipi ahar is also even lehedit, like our mission. I think that's how it all has to be stitched together in Svar. Okay, I should have had the whole thing, but I'll leave it to you to go over the ground. But this in Svar, this is very nice of what we did today. Neither is so easy, but sort of the hard spade work of working through the Gemara is not easy, but that's what you have to do. And bottom line is, I don't understand Pesach. Pesach is very sure how you read the Gemara before. I don't know. And then also in the Svar, this is I think very, you know, maybe we're zeroing in on how the Svar of here have to be. What's this business of Tzipi Avodah Zarah with Pesach? Okay. So when are we meeting again? Tuesday or Wednesday? Maybe tomorrow. That will be the better place. It will be tomorrow. Tomorrow, and then probably, and then we'll have one more day probably this week. Wednesday or Thursday. The other one's here too long. Good night.